Hi, everybody. This podcast does include some adult content and the occasional bad language. Sorry, Grandma. So if you do have kids around, we recommend they don't listen. Everybody, welcome to another episode of Humans versus the Internet. This season, we're delving into fandom as our overarching topic. And this week, I'm excited to say we're going to get healthy and fit. This
we're
is health and
iron.
Fitness. We are pumping iron. Yes. We are doing other things that are also healthy and fitness.
We are drinking currently a smoothie concocted of fermented grain and crushed oranges.
That's grape. Grape. Oranges. Fermented grape.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Carrie, you had it confused.
Carrie doesn't even know how champagne
I'm not
is made.
Smart as you.
Oh, it's right back to the last episode.
All right, sorry. Hi, welcome.
Anyway, my name is Andrew. I'm, of course, as you've already heard, very well joined by Kara and Kirsten.
Very
G'day.
Well joined. We are well joining you.
Yeah. I'm a little bit out of breath. I've been doing burpees.
Because you drank
She's
too
been
much
burping.
Champagne.
Champagne.
Oh, that was cheap, but I love it. Dear. I must admit, I've enjoyed diving into this. My main game, as you'll find out, is all about WebMD. And WebMD horror stories.
You mean my doctor?
But I just want to share one tweet that I found along the way, which like made me giggle out loud in an airport lounge, actually, which was probably awkward. It says, me, I have a cough. WebMD, cancer. Me, but WebMD, it's a boy. Feels a bit right.
Yeah.
Who hasn't fallen down the trap of WebMD?
Oh, man. Dr. Google.
Dr. Google. Oh, well, it's definitely very bad, as we'll find out in my game later on.
All right.
Kara, how about you kick us off in the world of health and fitness?
Sure. So I wanted to go with something that was a little bit different, more about a wellness brand, and that is the world of Goop.
Oh.
You guys know what Goop is?
Oh, yeah. Like I've been to the store.
So I had Goop in my house a lot as a kid. It was like a tub. Do you know what I'm talking about?
What you're talking about?
I don't remember what it was used for.
I don't know either.
I used to put a brand called Goop in my hair.
It
was like a gel. It was called Goop.
So this felt like a gel, but I feel like it was like a cleaner.
It was like, I don't know either.
Anyway, the Goop we're talking about
Google
is very different.
Yeah, this Goop is lowercase g Goop.
Oh, sorry. I think mine was
a wellness and lifestyle brand company founded by the actress Gwyneth Paltrow, if you don't know. Oh, God. So, wow, it's been around for a while. It was launched in September 2008, started out as a newsletter, providing new age advice such as police your thoughts, eliminate white foods, that kind of thing. The slogan of the company is nourish the inner aspect.
Andrew, weren't you fortunate enough to hear Ms. Paltrow speak at a conference?
I have indeed heard Ms. Paltrow speak at a conference.
She inspired you?
Well, no. She was very funny, though. I'll give her that. Like,
yeah,
she has a very good sense of humor.
I think she's... I don't know about her. Sometimes I think she's fucking stupid, but then sometimes I'm like, maybe she's... knows what she's doing. I mean, she does know what she's doing.
Oh, she definitely knows what she's doing in terms of making money. That's for sure.
Yeah.
All right, Goop, take us there.
So, some of her, ideas are a little bit controversial. She's been sued a few times, been accused of doing, like, snake oils, pseudoscience sort of things. Mm-hmm. But what
It does sometimes sound a bit traveling salesperson-y.
Like
the take my wares, my ales.
And also it's for rich people, the rich ones. Lots of really nonsense things. So... she, a part of her website, beyond giving stupid advice, she sells stupid things, too. Yeah. So a lot of these
Are
items.
Are you calling a vagina-scented candle a stupid thing?
So you know one of them.
That's the one thing I do know about.
That's okay. That one, it's all right. It's not
What does it smell like, though?
her vagina.
Pussy. Like, they all smell
different. I'll tell you more.
Okay.
But it's hers.
How do you know they all smell different?
I smelled a lot of vaginas.
That's what mine smell like.
I like to have a little sniff. Pineapple.
Beef stroganoffo.
Oh. Prosciutto and salami.
Okay. That's what it looks like, Kristen. Smell. This is getting blue. Again, humans versus the internet after dark.
This is
ooh, that sounded nice. After dark. I wish we had a sexy noise on that thing. It's like a bed creaking. Andrew was like, "Is it not real crickets?" Ooh, I like that for this. Okay. So I'm going to give you some options and you're going to tell me which is fake.
Okay.
So this is a
real or fake.
Time to use that brain of yours. Is this real or fake?
So yeah, everybody knows what that means. Andrew, if you think you know the correct answer, you're going to chime in with... And Kirsten, what's yours? All right, I'll forget that immediately and just call in who I think is faster. All right, which home item is fake? So three of these are real objects sold on her website. One might be real, but it's not, you know.
It's not one that you found.
Exactly.
I didn't do extensive research.
I don't want to say it's not real because... We know we've got a fact checker out there.
Oh, yeah, we do.
All right. So, which home item is fake? A, diamond encrusted chip clip. B, toothpaste squeezer. C, jellyfish tank. Or D, silk toothbrush.
D? Person.
D is real.
A silk toothbrush.
A silk toothbrush. I'll tell you a little bit about the item. Just because she selected the L'Officine Universelle Bully Silk Toothbrush for one of her must-haves. If you look at it, it looks like an old rotted toothbrush.
Sounds great.
All right, Andrew, what do you think?
I think it's A.
A is fake. Yes. Yes. Is that 1 point for Andrew?
What did
you remind me? The diamond encrusted chip clip is fake. Oh. So the toothpaste squeezer follow up. How much do you think it costs?
The toothpaste squeezer.
We'll do it closest to the pin.
Toothpaste squeezer.
$79.
Ooh, okay, Andrew.
I was
going
to guess that. All right, I'll go.
You're also going to guess
$79. $69.
It's $244.
Holy
so Kirsten gets the point. It is...
But humanity loses.
Her comment on it is, it's deluxe. And she says, better than a chip clip. That's well, where obviously. I got the idea. And then, of course, the jellyfish tank is $1,621. It's just a nice jellyfish.
What the fuck is a chip clip?
Oh, it called you chips closed.
You know, like
chips when, like
we have them.
Not
they just like you
French fry clips.
So yeah, because in my head I'm like, why do I want to clip my French fries?
Yeah, she does think she's British, so
got it.
Yeah, but yeah, like chip clip. Okay, number two. Which nonsense thing is fake? This was a potpourri kind of category, but they're all nonsense things. A. Vampire repellent spray.
Oh, God.
B, a DIY coffee enema kit.
Oh, God.
C, crystal infusing water bottle.
Oh, God.
Or D, gold dusted sage smudging kit.
Oh, God.
Kirsten. B.
Yeah.
The enemy kit? Enemy. Yeah. Enema kit. I'm sorry, that is real.
Oh, good.
I was going to say, that one sounds very real. I'm going to go the gold-crusted thingy-majubi.
Yes, you're correct.
He's good. He's good. Well, you know, he's gone to her time.
I've been to the store and like heard her speak.
I've looked at some of the items and I've said, Andrew might be convinced.
Oh, yeah. Probably accurate.
I mean, there's some that I'm like, this is pretty bougie. Okay, the vampire repellent spray is $27.
That's reasonable.
Yeah. Coffee and
keep vampires away. Just saying.
The coffee enema kit was very much slammed by medical experts.
That's weird.
Was $131. And the crystal infused water bottle, it has like a full like crystal in it. It was $84. But it's on sale for $30. Oh. So go there and get it if you want it. she wanted. All right, so she also has some pretty sexy things.
Yes, we are aware.
All right, which of these is fake? Vibrator necklace is A.
Does it work or does it just look pointless. Like a vibrator?
It works.
It's not where you want it to go.
No.
It
depends on how long it is.
Good one. Boy, yo, yo, yo. That'd be, pretty long. B, pineapple mango flavored vagina soak.
Mm-hmm.
Yum.
C, is this to soak your vagina or it is being soaked in vaginas?
No, to soak your vagina.
Okay, got it.
C, a Gwyneth Paltrow vagina candle. Or D, a vagina steamer. To steam it.
To get out the creases?
She's that's just sent so many images into my brain.
Yeah.
I'm gonna guess that because she is actually quite sex positive and a big fan of using vaginas and producing vaginary things. But I'm not sure about vibrator, so I'm gonna go with the necklace as the fake one.
Oh no, that's real.
Oh, okay.
The mango something.
Yeah, I made that up.
Ah, nice. It sounds nice.
Yeah. So the vibrator necklace. It just looks like a little, like, bullet on a necklace, kind of.
Sure.
And it's $149, and it's here for the transition from night out to night in.
Why don't you just
It's made of stainless steel, plated in 24-karat gold, completely waterproof. So, yeah.
Great.
The vagina candle is actually kind of funny. She, you know, created the candle. This smells like my vagina. Smells of geranium, citrusy, bergamot, and cedar. And $75 sold out in minutes.
Well, I guess I know the wood that have the chairs that she has at her dining table.
I need to know how it was created. Like, I need to know what, like, how they
I'll tell you. So Elton John is apparently a huge fan. Bulk bought the candle. And Gwyneth later joked that she'd been high on mushrooms when she named it.
No, but I don't. I want
to. So I don't think it was created to smell like her vagina. Oh, okay. I think she had a candle, and they're like, "Gwyneth, what's its name?" And she's like,
"Oh, sure.
This smells like my vagina."
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. And then
people give this person money, just to be clear.
She's got a vagina steam seat. It's only $77, I guess. And it's called the, it's, she recommends doing an infrared and mugwort steam on your vagina.
A mugwort steam.
Yeah.
It sounds like something from Harry Potter.
She's also been sued for recommending these steaming of the vagina. A 62-year-old woman suffered second degree burns on her cervix and the lining of the vagina. So ended up suing
her cervix.
Yeah.
That means it was inserted.
Well, okay.
I have so many questions, but I don't want to know any of the answers.
She says, Gwyneth says it's an energetic release, not just a steam douche, and it balances your female hormone levels.
It doesn't. Ask a scientist.
Yeah. No, yeah. So she's been sued and she's paid out for that.
Does not know things.
She had to pay this woman $145,000.
That seems cheap.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like, if the lawyer came and said, someone sued you, their vagina, I'd be like, oh, shit. Like, they won $145,000. Oh, all right, fine. All right, sure. I made more than that off the fucking candles.
Like, I don't give a shit. Let me sell a couple candles to Elton John. All right, which gold thing is fake?
Oh, good.
Golden dumbbells, golden playing cards, a golden COVID face mask, or a golden dildo? Andrew.
Fuck everyone who bought one of these things. But I'm going to guess golden dildo.
The golden dildo is indeed real.
Yeah.
All right.
24 karat gold, $13,000 for that.
Good. That's the one that I have heard of.
That you have?
Have heard.
I was going to say, wow.
That's the one that I have.
Your microphone cut out, love it. I told you, lean closer.
All right, Kirsten.
The COVID mask.
Yeah, that's fake. Cause
it'd be too heavy.
Yeah, it would be too heavy. How much do you think the golden dumbbells sell for?
Well, I know dumbbells themselves surprise me about how much they are. I'm going to guess $4,500.
You're very low.
Oh, Jesus. $29,000.
You're also very low. $125,000. They're decor as well, guys.
Obviously, they're beautiful.
And then the playing cards, $2,300. They come with, they're gilded. They come with a leather carrying case. And of course, the dildo.
So guys, do I want to help starving children or own $250,000 dumbbells? No, I'm a fuckwit. I'm going to buy dumbbells. I hate everybody. I'm a shit person.
All right, which kid thing is fake? No, this is my last one.
Oh, dear.
A kid Tesla. What? A kid's Tesla. You know, like the little vroom car. Oh, yeah,
yeah. I've seen this, I think. Okay. I have a vague memory of it anyway.
B, artisanal ice pops.
Oh.
C, baby Louboutins. Or D, a kid's Rolex.
That are sold on Goop?
Yeah,
so it's a curation brand.
Yeah, it's more like a curation. Sure. It's not like Gwyneth made all these things, but she curated them and said, these are great.
It's basically, she went, hey, Oprah's favorite things is popular. Sure, I'm going to just do my version.
I'm going to do mine, but make stupid.
Stupid, like as stupid as possible. I'm going to go with the kid's Rolex.
You're correct. The kid's Rolex is fake. It's a Tesla Model S for kids. It's $500, so... you could also get artisanal ice pops, no flavors, no sugars, no color, $5 each for a single pop.
So it's ice, just to be clear?
Yes.
It's just water frozen.
And then the Louboutins are for baby, watermelon pink satin baby shoes for $250. God damn it. So yeah, Gwyneth, you got us good.
Congratulations, Carrie. You've just created a game that's made me hate humanity even more than I did beforehand.
She's also been in trouble for peddling these vaginal eggs. Mm. These marble eggs you're supposed to pop up there. Apparently, they're not good for you to just be popping things. Fair. I know. Yeah.
I generally go, yeah, anyway, moving right along.
Yeah, you gotta be careful what you pop up there, guys. Yep. Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. That's a little advice from me to you.
Teacher tip.
Be easy with what you pop up there. Maybe do a Google search before you just pop it in.
Well, if like me, you need to go meditate so that you can get on with your life. Let's take a quick break. We're going to be back in a minute with Kirsten's game. Thank you, Kara, for what that was.
For ruining your life.
All right. Welcome back. Kirsten, take us into your game. Where'd you head on the world of fandom in health and fitness?
Well, I will tell you, I put on my hazmat suit.
Uh-oh.
And I dove into Urban Dictionary.
Oh, God. Ooh.
So I kind of came upon this game on accident when I was trying to research other things. Because I found a definition for one term that I was searching for.
Blue waffle.
And then...
Blue waffle?
So you don't want to know. Look at it. All right. So what... I ended up doing is searching kind of general exercise and diet terms to see if there are other definitions that are either related or that are like a definition that is not the real definition, you know, mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying. So some of them, I'm going to read you the definition and you're going to have to tell me what the term is. Some of them, I'm going to tell you the term and you're going to have to give
me
the definition.
Okay, so it's all health and fitness related, but this is a double entendre?
Kind of.
Double meaning. Really. It's a vice versa. It's like you're either going to give us a definition and we guess the word, or we
Well, yeah, but the words are all going to be health and fitness
it's
related.
It's certainly not a double entendre, though. Like, it's not like a play on words. It's going to be like blue a waffle. Fucking weird. Yeah, exactly. It's going to be like a fucking weird, like, oh, elliptical means.
Right. That's what I mean.
Thing.
Like, it's a double meaning.
Yeah.
You're not going to be like, elliptical means what? And I'm going to be like, it's a machine you get on and work out on.
Yes.
Exactly. Okay. That'd be really. That'd be
very much outside of the terms of health and fitness.
That'd be my game.
All right, so this is going to be a guess the thing.
Can you guess the thing?
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Kara, what would you sound like if you think you knew? And Andrew? Perfect. All right, let's go with the first one. I'm going to read the definition, and you tell me what the word is.
Okay.
A woman who crushes on the instructor and thinks they have a special relationship. Kara?
Gym bunny.
Oh, that's very
cute.
That's
a good one. I was going to go with fit bitch.
No. It's a specific type of exercise, if that helps. If you want to guess again.
Yeah. A crunch.
No. Oh, no.
A captain crunch.
No. It's a Zumba ho.
Oh. Zumba. All right. Fair enough. So does that restrict you? Like, can you only crack onto Zumba instructors?
Yes.
Ah.
So if I cracked onto my... salsa instructor. I'm
salsa ho.
I'm a salsa ho.
Yeah. Okay. I think so. Okay, this one's the definition as well.
If he's a Zumba instructor, girl, he's not interested in you. I'm sorry.
But if I cracked onto the Zumba instructor.
Yeah, you got
creep.
A shot.
Then you're a creep.
Oh.
You got a shot,
so
though.
I'm not a Zumba ho.
No.
Zumba creep.
You're Zumba creep.
I feel like if you're in Zumba at all, I don't know. There's something weird about it.
There was one definition I don't have here, but there was a Zumba boyfriend. It's like the guy that's in Zumba class that all the girls are like excited about.
Oh, yeah. Like, I used to be in Zumba before, and yeah.
I'm just going to... Okay, so this one, I'm going to give you the word, and you tell me what you think it means.
Okay.
And please don't give me the actual definition, because that's not going to be a fun game.
Okay.
All right, the word is treadmill. What might treadmill mean?
It's like a thing you run on. Sorry. No, okay. It's a treadmill. Yeah. I'm thinking it's a verb. I'm feeling verb from
I have two different definitions.
Is one a verb?
One is a verb, and one is a noun.
All right, to treadmill. Is it sexual in nature?
One is sexual, yes.
Is the verb sexual?
Yes.
All right. To fuck a bunch of different people. Oh. Like you're running on a treadmill, like going through one.
Interesting. Andrew, do you have any...
Well, my immediate one was like it's someone who's, you know, multiple people are using the equipment.
Not even spraying it down at the end.
Yeah, pretty much. That's kind of where I was going.
Okay, now this one is just when you're having sex in the same position for an extended period of time.
Oh, okay.
All right, now I have one that isn't sexual. Mm. Well, nope, it is.
Okay. Then it's more of a noun?
Yeah, it is a noun.
All right, my treadmill. It's like a girl's vagina that's all used up.
Oh, no. Mm.
Nope. Is it foot fetishy?
No.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
Oh, well, apparently we don't know.
It is a secret code name used for when you're fucking your ex-boyfriend's best friend.
Oh, I'm treadmilling. Yes. Boy, he's my treadmill.
I guess. He's my treadmill, I think.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's my treadmill. That's weird.
This one's also good. This is treadmilling. What do you think treadmilling means?
I thought we covered that.
We just did treadmill.
Well, that means I'm fucking my ex-boyfriend's best mate.
No, this one is not sexual.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. Okay,
you want to double check?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's when you're trying really fucking hard and going nowhere.
Ooh, yeah, I like right that. Track.
And that is one definition. That's not this definition.
I feel like I'm treadmilling here. Track, yeah. Like
but there's more to it.
You keep doing the same thing again and again and again and again and nothing changes.
It's the feeling you have in the morning after a night of intense alcohol consumption. While you're trying to walk somewhere, you feel as you're walking on a treadmill without any thought process at all, and stopping requires a lot of effort.
Been there.
Okay. A low-carb diet burrito.
I'll take eating dick for 1,000, Alex.
Okay. No, you're wrong. No?
Hang on. Say it again.
Low-carb diet burrito.
I have no idea.
Low carb diet burrito.
Oh.
Would you like?
Is it sexy?
No.
Oh, I was going to say eating ass.
I was going to say small penis.
Would you like me to give it to you in a sentence?
Yes, please.
The moral of the story is never be different or question the existence of animals, or you will be lynched, my little low carb diet burrito.
Ah, it's a vegetarian.
No.
Oh.
Question the existence of animals.
So you know how
is it fucking idiot?
So you know how on Urban Dictionary, like they'll ask you to give it in a sentence.
Yeah.
So this is the example that the author gave.
Low carb diet burrito salad.
No.
Oh.
Are you ready for the answer?
Yes, I think we don't know.
It's a name of endearment. It's someone that you'd call your loved one.
Ew.
So, like, I'd call you... Well, like, it's a really nice thing. A low-carb diet burrito. Like, that would be a lovely thing.
You're really good for me, and I like you.
Yeah. All right. The Scientology of fitness. Yeah.
I'll take Peloton for 1,000.
No.
Can I throw in...
Also, another obsession of yours at one point in the past, though.
I'll go with Equinox.
CrossFit.
That's it. Sometimes known as cult fit.
Yeah, it is.
This is a really interesting one. What would you say is the definition of CrossFit baby?
The child that you bring to your CrossFit class and throw in a kinder.
CeCe was one of those. It was like a pen.
There's
a bunch of fucking old toys in there.
Yeah, but it's worse than that.
So when a CrossFit two CrossFitters meet, fall in love, and have a baby?
Oh. Yes, in an extramarital affair, and then have a baby.
I think there's a lot of CrossFit babies. That's a thing. Yeah. Like, I think there's people who get into CrossFit and then they're like, I've actually known a couple of people that they cheat on their spouses because of CrossFit. Yeah, it's kind of
why because of
CrossFit? It's such a cult.
Because it's so culty.
No, I get that, but that's still like you've just. Like, but it's your like relationship
anything if you're doing something
or you're a shit person.
You're doing something, it's away from your spouse isn't into it, this person's into it, they're there, you see them.
We have this connection.
Then all of a sudden
it's
they
still just shit people.
Yeah.
But I also don't think that like you're going to CrossFit and becoming like obsessed with a cult and being really happy in your home life. Like I assume there's
that's true.
I think there
it's indicative of a bigger problem.
there may be some underlying challenges.
And all of a sudden like the person's like gotten fit and it's like
can you imagine if like one day I was like I'm doing this thing every day now where I'm gone like all night, like how would that react?
Be so strange
and like cancel. She just and all cancel of a sudden she's got like all these weird muscles I mean it would be kind of
she
weird
she got a muscle on her forehead guys it's huge
but it'd be weird if Kristen also had all these muscles like
I'm thinking about getting into it CrossFit
I'm thinking of getting into bikini competitions that would be so funny.
I'm thinking of getting into
prostitution. Like, I'm all slick. I'm all, like, oily.
All right, I have a couple more. You ready?
Yeah.
What's a Peloton husband?
Kara. A Peloton instructor that, like, you're in love with.
No. Mm.
Good guess. Is it, like, work husband? It's, like, the person that you kind of...
No.
Have? Oh, okay.
It's describing your actual husband.
Oh. Never mind. A husband who rides a Peloton.
Yeah, that seems pretty straightforward.
Good job, Kara.
Thank you.
No, it's a spouse that buys expensive gifts that will actually benefit themselves more than
their partner. Oh, that's good. That's good.
That's good, yeah.
Okay, P90X. I have two. Ooh. I have two definitions for this.
Green bean soup.
Throwback. Season 1, 2, I think. Was that one as well?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe. Oof, or just early. A conversation we've had. Okay, it's P90X, the definition of that.
One is sexual.
Thank God.
I know.
A really intense sex session that lasts an hour and a half.
Pretty much. It's a sexual marathon that compares to the aerobic workout of P90X. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Wait for
what
me.
About the other one?
Not sexual. Something really just a difficult situation. It's like... hard to get through.
One of those fucking meetings at work that go on forever and you hate it and you just want it to hurry up and end.
I like that. No, this one's when shit gets too crazy or people are too crazy, you'd say like, dude, shit's getting P90X.
Do you have to say it in that weird way?
Well, I think so, but in this actual example, it has bro on the end. I just couldn't stomach it. Dude, shit's getting P90X, bro.
Wow, dude and bro in one sentence. Wow. Oof. That's an asshole. Yeah.
All right. Jim. What is
G-Y-M?
Mm-hmm.
Because I was going to say Jim is a man.
It's this Gaim. One's to throw out to Guy Incognito. It's pronounced Gaim.
Gaim, yeah.
Anyway. That's a Simpsons joke.
God, are you guys binging The Simpsons? Ew. Don't have a cow, man. You want my Simpsons impressions, all of them?
Yes, please. No! Oh, homie.
Do Lisa. Do funny writing part.
Yeah.
Santa's Little Helper.
What?
Santa's Little
Helper. I'll do the baby. Who's the baby?
Maggie. Nice. That's good. Nice. What about Barney?
I'm Barney.
I don't know him.
What about Mo? Burp. You just have to burp.
I'm also Mo.
You just have to burp for Barney.
Burp. Anyways, we gotta get off of that.
Okay, what is a gym?
Okay, a gym. Like, it's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is it sexual?
No.
It's a place where you go to exercise.
I'll tell you, it is not a place.
Is it Pokemon related?
Oh, it is not. No, it's not Pokemon. But that did show up in...
Yeah.
It is not a place? Okay.
Do we have another hint or something?
Okay. Other examples of this type of thing would be like a gaggle.
Oh, okay.
A flamboyance.
Oh, it's like, oh my gosh. It's
a group of bros.
A group of three or more douchebags.
Hey!
And the the sentence is, I saw a gym of douchebags down at the car wash.
Yes. I love that.
That's a good one. We should use that one.
God, I really was going to guess
it was that or a whole bunch of people in Lycra.
All right. Wow. That was... Oof. Did we learn something, guys?
I feel fitter. I've learned
so many things.
Feel fitter, mate.
I've learned a lot about Urban Dictionary. I just thought it was a thing you went to look for rude things, but apparently it's quite informative.
Yes.
So many different...
Rude and also complete nonsense.
Rude bullshit, but also sometimes informative.
Yeah.
All right. Shall I bring us home?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm.
All right. As promised, mine is all about WebMD and WebMD horror stories. So this game is going to be Tell Me the Story. Tell me a story. All right. I am going to read out for you a story about that essentially is like, you know, what happened? What did the patient come in explaining was wrong with them?
What had happened was.
We should have a game called What Had Happened Was.
So the patient came in and they explained everything to the doctor and told them that they've Googled it and this is what they think they've got, or it's really dangerous, or it's something really bad. When in reality, it was something
very easy.
Very not bad. So your job is to hear the story, work together as a team, I'd suggest.
Teamwork.
And come up with what actually were they talking about? What was the actual diagnosis?
Right. So we don't have to buzz in.
No buzzers. You're working as a team. You ready?
Okay. All right. And I'm on a team with her. Can I phone a friend?
Can I pick a different team?
No, I think you should can work together.
Phone a friend.
Can I call my doctor?
Okay, guys, so there was a doctor who posted on Reddit that they were once paid a visit by a patient who had gained weight and believed that she was pregnant. Despite having taken more than 6 pregnancy tests that all came back negative, when the patient took another test in the doctor's office that also came back negative, the doctor started asking a few more questions. What actually happened?
We're telling the story. She ate a lot of food.
It's teamwork, guys, teamwork.
Ate more food.
Oh, the plot of Mean Girls. So she was taking what she thought was a diet pill, but it was actually a gain weight.
It was like
pill.
A diet bar, but she's actually doing
it was actually like a
bar.
Bulk bar.
I mean, that's a really good guess, but no.
She had like a tumor.
It was a tumor. No, wasn't
imagine
a tumor.
Being that iconic that you had a word that was like.
I'll help you by saying she was able to go home without any treatment.
And she was just fat.
She had to poop.
She's
sorry that she got fat. She was slimmed down. Okay, no treatment. Gained weight. Put on some lbs. She had rocks in her pockets.
Rocks in her pockets. Not quite. She decided that for the last 9 weeks that she would eat only chicken wings. So she quite literally just gained a whole bunch of stomach fat.
I think our answer is correct.
We said she got fat multiple times.
We get a.
But you said
no, not a lot. No.
Okay, I'll call it. Yeah. In fact, after a while, I'll read the answer.
That was 100%.
You can choose if you got it right. You said weight gain muesli bar pill.
Well, I said that, and then I just said she was just fat.
That's true. I mean, yeah, all right. Fair enough. You got it, okay? You got it. You get the points. You get the magical mystery points that don't win you anything. All right, is everyone happy now?
Yeah.
All right, the next one. A Reddit user visited the hospital, the emergency room, no less, when a mother took all of her kids to get these weird bumps that were all over the back of their tongues examined. What was the diagnosis?
Taste buds.
Correct.
Jesus.
She took all of her kids to the emergency room because she was worried about the bumps on their tongues. So she checked out one kid's, like, because one kid noticed it in the mirror and she went, that is weird. Let's see if the others have got it. All the kids had it. So she's like, well, fuck, we've done something. Let's go to the hospital.
Fair to this Reddit.
Go on.
It was probably like something disaster, like something they had something sour or something that kind of does make them swell. And so she might have thought they don't look normal. Because, you know, they do. Like there are times when they feel like they're
a bit genius. She might be a genius.
She might be very smart.
All right. A patient.
We got a point for that one, I decided.
I think
yes. I think you won.
We're allowed to
You're
decide.
You're two for two.
We're allowed to decide. I got a point for this one, too.
Oh, okay, fair enough. A patient woke up one morning after having a mole appear overnight, Googled it and found a picture that was pretty much exactly the same as the one that he had and believed, therefore, that it was cancer. Uh-oh. He went to the doctor, got it inspected. it wasn't cancer. What was it?
Poop.
Oh, he slept on chocolate and it melted. It was and, chocolate. Like, stuck to his skin. Is that close?
Fuck, I'm going to give it to you. That is fantastic. Ah! Sure. So it turned out to be melted chocolate that it did actually, to be fair to the patient, like melt in, like it was hot chocolate. So it melted into the skin a little bit. But the doctor did eventually.
What are you talking about?
Chocolate.
I need more information.
So he didn't notice. It didn't just get a straight wipe off. It needed a bit of effort to get it out.
But he didn't notice that hot chocolate melted onto his skin.
Apparently not.
Maybe he has one of those night eating disorders.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. Or was just really drunk.
What's the sleeping
one? Yeah, that.
Or was just super drunk.
Ambien.
I guess.
Either way, it was just chocolate. All right. A middle school band student had to miss rehearsal and went immediately to the doctor after researching online.
They were
what could have been the cause.
Just kidding.
Oh, rude.
Just what kidding,
could have been the cause
you.
Of all the bruises all over her legs?
Oh.
They weren't bruises. What were they?
Blue waffle.
Blue waffle.
Oh, you said blue.
God damn it. Well, this one time in band camp.
Yeah, there's ten-second knee bruises. No, take that out.
What?
10-second knee bruises?
Dick sucking.
Oh. Wait, okay. So
it's a middle schooler. I gotta calm down.
Say it again. It was on the thigh?
All over her legs.
All over. Dirt.
So she Googled it and found that there was like a blood clot problem.
Dirt.
Potential blood clot problem, but it turns out it wasn't that.
She
what instrument did she play?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
So it doesn't
clearly that's not relevant.
What grade?
It says middle school. Calm down.
Which one?
I don't know. Why is this relevant? Her name was...
Is it a girl or a boy?
Her name was Kara. She was in a place called Mount Dora. I don't know. Have you heard of it?
I didn't make Ben.
Blue. You said blue?
Blue?
Or she thought it was...
So no, I said blue accidentally because bruises.
Blue ruffle.
So it's like she blew on the horn.
She had blue...
She was Amelia Bedelia.
Oh my God.
Gosh, you two are difficult.
For anyone who got that joke, you're welcome.
Call
for Kara.
In.
Okay.
Oh my God. I don't have anything.
Let me think. Oh, she wore new jeans.
Oh,
bingo!
Yes! Is it Kara?
Yeah, she's won. It was unwashed blue jeans that then she put them on and it basically stained her legs.
Okay, so that has happened to me a lot. We're like,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't worn jeans a lot though.
No, so like whenever it's winter and I have to. It's like every time it's winter, I go, I need to buy some more jeans because I don't know.
They do stain.
And I never wash them first. Yeah, I never wash them first. And it's always like I'll take them off to take a shower and I go,
You know why? It's because they're quality.
I was going to say, I've never had that problem.
I get them at Ross Dress for less. I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Have you washed jeans with other clothes?
Oh, bad.
Oh, yeah. No, so that's another thing that I do actually think about now because if it's staining my skin.
It happens. See you one time, you gotta go. Okay, I'm proud of myself for getting that.
Well, I'm very impressed. That was the one I was expecting to be the hardest, actually. So you've
nailed it. Very
well
smart.
Done. You guys are 4 from 4.
Don't underestimate us.
Mm-hmm. I never underestimate you two. You constantly surprise me.
He always estimates us exactly right.
It's not overestimate nor under. It's just estimated.
Let's go.
All right. Last one. A doctor has had more than one patient who has freaked out after Googling their symptoms, who believed they'd had Stevens-Johnson syndrome, which is a rare life-threatening skin
so
condition
Stevens
all over
and
their body.
Johnson's?
What was the actual diagnosis?
Wait, is it Stevens-Johnson?
Stevens-Johnson syndrome.
All right, so it's Stevens penis syndrome.
Stevens penis.
Stevens dick syndrome.
And so it's all over their body. What
Stevens,
does it look
not
like?
Plural, just to be clear. So I'm assuming it's two scientists, Stevens Johnson.
Dr. Stevens.
There are hyphens.
I'm Dr. Johnson.
There is a hyphen. Stevens hyphen Johnson.
She was Stevens and then she married Johnson's.
Or maybe it was Dr. Stevens and Dr. Johnson. We discovered this together.
Who knows?
I don't think that's relevant. I think it's completely irrelevant.
All right, what does it look like?
It's red blotches, like small, like looks like hives.
Cheeky bags.
Not chicken pox.
Do we know anything about the situation?
So it's a life-threatening condition which can kill you within weeks of it.
No, do we know what the situation is of what the person found it?
So they found it on the skin, Googled it, and thought they're about to die.
Mosquito bites.
Wasn't mosquito bites.
Sunburn?
Not sunburn.
They got a hot bath.
No.
Oh.
Although that sounds really relaxing.
Let's all take probably a hot bath together.
In fact, a hot bath would have fixed this problem.
Oh,
dirty.
Dirty. They were dirty.
You've got 4 from 5, so I'll just go ahead and give you this one.
All right.
They just changed laundry detergents, and it was just a skin rash from having a new laundry detergent. And they came into the doctors expecting to die within weeks.
Wow. That's terrible.
Is it, though?
I'm glad they were okay.
But yeah. Is it not so just... no one was hurt in the end.
Yeah.
Well,
oh, thank God.
I mean, the patient that was after them might have been because they wasted the doctor's time.
That's true. Thoughts and prayers.
I'm sending my thoughts and prayers to those victims.
How very American of you. That's it. That's my game.
Goodbye.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Is that why you wanted more? I could find... There's WebMD horror stories for days.
Those are good.
I thought I'd edit it down.
WebMD horror stories?
You guys got 4 out of 5. That's very impressive.
We're very good.
Genius.
Very, very impressive.
And then we also gave ourselves the last one, so it's 5 out of 5.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Is it because you've self-diagnosed all of these and been to doctors
for all
of them?
Because I've been through all these experiences.
Definitely the blue jeans.
Oh, yeah.
But you didn't go, holy crap, I'm dying, I've got some disease.
Like, I think I did for a minute kind of go, what's going on? Like, I thought, like...
I mean, it's quite jarring, you
yeah.
know?
When do you, it's
I
true.
I haven't seen the images, to be fair.
Like,
so.
Blue all over your legs.
It's not like, it's not like bright blue or anything. It's kind of like, it's it a mild, like it's brief. A mild enough blue that you're like, there's a circulation you issue go, or there's something.
I'm blue, I believe I'm a guy.
God, this is really a well, singing yeah. podcast now.
I'm sorry, I think it's the headphones. I can't help it.
It is.
Oh, blue.
All right, that's wraps us up for another week, guys.
Of that's a wrap.
Our delve into the humans versus the internet fandom verse. I'm excited to see what we uncover next week.
I'm glad our health and fitness is over and we can do whatever we want again.
That's true.
We've been doing deep research.
We've been living a different lifestyle.
It's been a pleasure hanging out with you two fabulous humans once again. Kirsten and Kara, thank you. You were hilarious, as always. And informative. I learned so much today.
Me too.
We did a really good job on that game.
It was fun.
I had fun. I had fun and I won.
I mean, self-declared victory here, but hey, they all count. Please reach out to us, including Guy Incognito. If we've screwed anything up that you'd like to correct us on, please let us know. You can get in touch with us via Twitter, @humansversus, the full word VERSUS.
I think probably the best way is to send an email because he has a lot to say.
That's true.
And any other listener it says Guy, but it could be
a gal
that's calling yourself Guy. If you want to really criticize or object or...
What if they want to agree?
If you want to agree, I guess you could also email us at humansversustheinternet@gmail.com.
Just agree funnily.
Sure.
Like don't make it fun.
You
don't
can just send us your agree. Dank memes.
Did you say your dick memes?
Dank.
Oh.
But, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. we'll accept them all, will we?
Dank or none.
And you could also get in touch with us.
Yeah, sure. Facebook, Instagram. We'd love to hear from you at Humans versus the Internet.
Oh, until then, it's been fabulous again, team. I will see you all next Tuesday as we delve further into the internet world of fandom.
We love you. I love you. Goodbye.
You're both creeps.
Goodbye.